The views expressed are those of the author as of the date noted, are subject to change based on market and other various conditions, are not a solicitation to purchase or sell any security, and may not reflect the views of United Planners Financial Services. Keep in mind that current and historical facts may not be indicative of future results.
Hi, I'm Angie Nelson. Welcome to KIOW and Bradford's Money Outlook. Join us as we find out what big things are happening at Bradford. Today, we have Shallon Weiss and Jared Raymond from the Bradford Financial Center in Clarion and Garner with me to talk about the markets.
Inflation recently hit its highest level in more than 40 years, and the Federal Reserve has been hiking interest rates in an effort to ease inflationary pressure while avoiding a recession. The reality is, inflation is not going away anytime soon. Why inflation is still rampant right now reveals why stock prices are tumbling and explains how the current market environment could lead to buying opportunities later this year. Sometimes Wall Street just comes right out and tells you exactly what it's thinking. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon is Wall Street's ultimate insider. In June, he warned folks to get ready for a financial hurricane, and he followed it up by saying that he just wouldn't bet on the hoped-for soft landing.
Sounds like he bets we're headed for a recession, and I know there's many people out there that say we're already in one.
Now, the phrase soft landing is important. Dimon is alluding to the Federal Reserve. The Fed hoped to cool inflation without leading to a major recession, but folks, that looks less likely by the day. And now Wall Street's ultimate insider is echoing that sentiment. It's not surprising. Inflation is rampant, and the Fed's plan to tame the beast involves a series of large interest rate hikes and a rapid unwinding of its balance sheet. During 15 years of monetary and fiscal stimulus, price inflation didn't occur, but asset inflation did. And by that, we mean growth stocks, cryptocurrencies, special purpose acquisition companies, leveraged buyouts, and more all benefited from the Fed's easy money. So mega growth stocks, story stocks, and Bitcoin alike defied gravity and soared to excessive heights during the golden era of quantitative easing and fiscal stimulus. But that has all changed now. The Fed's unwinding of these excesses isn't over, and the day of reckoning is getting closer.
So let's take a closer look at why that is.
In short, a threefold dynamic is driving stock prices lower. First, rampant inflation is higher than 8% year over year. Second, impending interest rate hikes and deleveraging of the Fed's balance sheet. And third, a collapse in price-to-earnings ratios, especially for the mega-cap and speculative growth stocks that led the bull market to all-time highs. The price-to-earning ratio for the S&P 500 index has already fallen a lot from its peak. But the thing is, it can drop even further if growth hits a wall. In past Fed rate hike cycles that were fast like this one, price-to-earning ratios did not bottom out until well into a bear market. That's when analysts started cutting their earnings estimates. That brings us to the biggest unknown and the biggest risk for the stock market. We're talking about corporate profits in the second half of 2022.
Okay, so let's look at how corporate profits in the second half of 2022 will impact the stock market.
Well, Wall Street analysts are still looking for a robust rebound in corporate profits, but that seems very optimistic. Remember, inflation is rising sharply, and as a result, input prices and wages are also rising. So with that in mind, company guidance alongside second quarter earnings reports could be weak, and that could lead Wall Street analysts to lower their full year 2022 estimates. And that would cause a further contraction of PE ratios, and in turn, that could generate a broad liquidation of stocks. That's how market bottoms form. For now, the market is telling us the uptrends could be in energy, metals and mining, chemicals, food, aerospace, defense, and healthcare. And on the flip side, the downtrend sectors could include technology, consumer discretionary, and telecommunications. So until a bottom has formed, we need to stay patient and focused. It's always tough to stick to our game plan. Fortunately, our best opportunity could come sooner than you realize.
If people have questions about our discussion today to help in managing their wealth journey, what should they do?
For a free consultation to help you manage your wealth journey, contact one of us today at bradfordfinancialcenter.com or call 515-532-6661. You can also reach us toll-free at 800-348-4419.
Thank you, Shallon and Jared, for being with us today. Join us again next Tuesday at 9:10 for Bradford's Money Outlook to find out what big things are happening at Bradford. You can also find Bradford's weekly conversations on our website at kiow.com. I'm Angie Nelson for KIOW.
Securities offered through United Planners Financial Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Bradford Financial Center, a registered investment advisor. Insurance services offered through Bradford Insurance. Tax and accounting services offered through Bradford Tax and Accounting Network. Bradford Financial Center, Bradford Insurance, and Bradford Tax and Accounting Network are not affiliated with United Planners. Neither Bradford Financial Center nor United Planners provide tax or legal advice.